Nolte, Dems order hit on third parties, so Jake Tapper smears Aaron Rodgers. By John Nolte on March 15, 2024. Just hours, literally hours, after the Democrat Party ordered a hit on third-party candidates, CNN's Jake Tapper and Pamela Brown launched a smear campaign against NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. If that's not coincidence enough, the report came just a day after news leaked that thriving independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is seriously considering choosing the New York Jets quarterback as his vice presidential candidate. According to the latest news, it will either be the Super Bowl winner or Jesse Ventura. To protect democracy, I don't link fake news. So here's the rundown of CNN smear via Breitbart's A.W.R. Hawkins. CNN reported that there were two separate occasions on which Rodgers allegedly questioned the validity of the December 14, 2012, school shooting. Reporter Pamela Brown claims that Rodgers spoke to her at the 2013 Kentucky Derby, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. Another individual, quoted in anonymity, claimed Rodgers also spoke to them about the school attack and said, "Sandy Hook never happened, all those children never existed. They were all actors." In a piece titled "CNN Wages a Smear Campaign on Aaron Rodgers," the Washington Examiner adds, "An old reporter practicing good ethics should be writing a story about a conversation they had 11 years ago without a recording of said conversation." And nowhere does Brown or Tapper suggest that they had a recording of the purported conversation. It allegedly took place at an after-party for the Kentucky Derby in 2013, a soiree likely to have included many intoxicating beverages and taken place at night. Thus, if Brown is relying on her memory, the fact that there may have been influence from alcohol at a late-night party that took place 11 years ago is perfectly reasonable grounds to question her recollection of events. Allow me to offer a few more perfectly reasonable grounds to question CNN's recollection of events. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Additionally, we have more than one contemporaneous example of Rodgers taking Sandy Hook seriously. First, there's this statement from Rodgers shortly after a massacre that might have been prevented had some teachers been armed instead of left helpless. "I hope that we can learn from this and look for the signs more and not ever have something like this happen and keep this on our minds because these are things that affect all of us directly or intellectually, and this needs to be something that we learn from." And here's a 2012 photo of Rodgers wearing a helmet sticker to commemorate Sandy Hook. But now, Rodgers has had to come out and deny he beats his wife. "As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected along with the entire Sandy Hook community." In 2013, Rodgers was an even bigger superstar than he is today. So, if he said those things to a so-called reporter in 2013, why didn't this so-called reporter report them then? In 2013, Brown worked for CNN. "You're telling me that one of sports' biggest superstars denying Sandy Hook happened months after it happened wasn't a big story?" Of course, it was. There are only two reasons we weren't told this then. One, Rodgers was considered useful to the left in 2013, specifically to Barry Obama, or two. Like all the shit listed above, what we have from CNN here is one more fabricated hoax to aid and abet the Democrat Party. You know which one my money is on. What Rogers said over a decade ago in private as a young, dumb 28-year-old grappling with superstardom means nothing to me. My guess is that CNN is lying, but even if CNN isn't, all I see is a young, intelligent, curious guy doing what young guys do. Provoke, search, explore, and try to keep the conversation interesting. In public, his behavior around Sandy Hook was exemplary. That's all I care about. Hey, let's look at what Jake Tapper does in private as a middle-aged man and then hold a vote on who is Mr. Virtue. And good on Kennedy for standing by his man. Allow me to be as clear as possible about one thing. If CNN or this harpy Pamela Brown cared one whit about a public figure holding unacceptable views about Sandy Hook, we would have been told about this so-called conversation 11 years ago. That's not what this is about. CNN, Tapper, and the harpy care only about one thing: furthering the fascist cause of the Democrat Party. Democrats can mutilate children, abort born-alive babies, import third-world rapists and murderers, leave schools like Sandy Hook unguarded, lock down small businesses while throwing open Walmarts, spend billions on Ukraine while veterans sleep in the streets, and promise to bring a Jew named Netanyahu to Jesus, and that's just fine with CNN. But if you dare challenge the fascist establishment, you will be smeared, slandered, annihilated, and personally destroyed over something you probably didn't even say in private 11 years ago. These people are straight-up sociopaths, and with Trump sitting pretty at 272, it might seem as though people like Jake Tapper cannot become even more unhinged, cruel, dangerous, unmoored, dishonest, and fanatical. Still, I promise you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.